Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
It is Friday, baby. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show with the Friday Night Cypher. We are joining you from all over the world. Call in tonight, 917-889-3926. It's the Friday Night Cypher. We can discuss whatever is on your mind. But right now, we're going to drop this hot one on you, baby.
Okay, look, Ma, I can't change what I are. I let her drop the roof on the Maserati with two girls in the coupe that love the Minaj. Laid up, Ritz-Carlton, getting massage. I let her hit the street in that chromed out car. Hit the nightclub post at that bar. Smoke in the air till I'm float on Mars. Hit an endless highway, coasted to barge. If you a rider, let's float to tomorrow. And I'ma bring you closer to the stars. But baby girl, yeah, you know I love the street life. I'm probably hugging the corner under the street light. I'm probably in the club doing what he like. And he like to be free. And he like beautiful women around he. Women in South Beach, the women in Cali. Come on. I do what I love, this is natural. Let's think rational. Should I fight my desires until I'm up in the casket, yo? Well, if you're asking, no, that's why I'm in the party. Can't see, I'm high through the Cardi. I love the night lights, the bright lights. Brown skin, waist trim, she my night wife, yeah. Okay, and maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I should be living how they telling me, baby. But why they don't pay me? I'm cakey, they think they living the fast life until they race me, yeah. In the city so electric. I can't fight the connection. Let me put it in perspective. Come on, it's the closest feeling to heaven. It's real. Baby, I was born to shine. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Yeah, okay. Baby, I was born to glide. Baby, I was born to fly. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Now let's live.
Yes, it is. Thank you for joining us tonight for the TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Thank God it's Friday, everyone, and thank you for joining us for tonight's Friday Night Cypher. Call in so we can recap the week at 917-889-3926. I'm sure you have a lot to say and get off your mind. But I do want to say tonight is our Friday night guest spotlight, and we would like to feature our guest, Boo Cooper. She is a writer, a poet, an author, a graphic designer. She's a mom. She's a sister. She's a daughter. She is awesome. And we thank God for her on this TGIF Friday. We'll be bringing her on shortly so the world can speak with her. But before I get started tonight, I would like to bring on, and not just one of the angels. Oh, I introduced both the angels and Charlie. Oh, I'm sorry, our hip-hop performer. Thank you for joining us, T.M. Hyman, live from Tampa, Florida.
No doubt. What's cracking?
What's cracking? And we have our other banging angel on the line from Newark, Delaware. What's up, Toya?
Hey, hey, hey. TGIF. Oh, the mayor, T.M., what's going on this Friday evening?
What up?
Good evening, everyone. Thank God it is Friday. I know y'all are tired. I'm sure that y'all faced many challenges this week, and y'all are definitely saying, thank God it is Friday. I know I am.
No doubt.
So, well, before we bring Boo Cooper on the line so we can find out more about what she has going on and she hopefully can empower, inspire, and motivate others, I just want to drop this hot one on you from Bezel, who we heard earlier in the week last week, and we're just going to drop his new joint, Get a Room.
Now, the moment you've all been waiting for, give it up for Bezel.
Mommy's always fire, always had that sex drive to light the sky up. Gave her that meat to feed the hunger inside her. Not only is she beautiful, she the spark of my lighter. Through the good and bad, she fight like a fighter. Mommy's too hot, her walk is like a tiger. Sexy as a kitten, her purr will excite ya. We'll look in the eyes and find the love inside her. Holding her close, but distant apart. I need your body next to my body to keep warm. I really love the fact you tattooed on my arms. Laying in the castle with no armor on. You crave for my touch, you feel one lace, you whisper. Whisper in my ear what you want me to taste. I whisper in your ear what I want you to taste. And we attack each other like it was the last of the cake. To the room, close the door. Your body's still wet, put your back against the wall. Right in touch you with my tongue, ready to get it on. I'm feeling on your body, make me want you even more. Kissing your lips, it's as juicy as it gets. Like eating the lemon when it drips. Squeeze the little, now let me get a lick. I've been here before, yeah, I know how you get. It only comes natural, me and you shoot for the stars. All night long, feel like I'm on a mission to Mars. Into each other, yeah, I forgot what I'm on. The more passion I give, the stronger the bond. And it really don't matter who's right or wrong. And it may not exist, but love is never gone. You never had a love like this. Hard to resist when I give you that.
Let's get a room.
Radio Live. Welcome back to this Friday night cipher. It is Friday, January 26th, TGIF. Toya Live out of Newark, Delaware. DD Live out of Chesapeake, coming to you live out of Tampa tonight. It is 9-11. What's cracking?
What's up, Tim? You all right over there?
Moving in slow motion, but I'm okay.
Oh, that's good.
I thought you were trying to put your sexy voice on. I didn't know what was going on.
No, that's right.
Are we
trying to steal Barack's spotlight?
Wait a minute. Speaking of Barack, hold on, because all this week I've been very disturbed about the fact that that lady thinks she could point her finger in the president's face.
Uh-oh. You saw that too?
Like, who does she think she is?
I missed that.
If you guys don't know who I'm referring to, I'm talking about Arizona Governor Brewer, who met Barack at the steps of the tarmac as he was getting off the plane. I think they were on the base of at the base of the Air Force One steps, and they were both smiling while they were talking. But then you see her putting her finger in his face. Like, first of all, you don't put your finger in anyone's face, let alone the president. Like, he's the highest ranking seat in the nation. Like, who is she? Why would she do that? I bet she wouldn't have done it if Michelle was there.
Wow.
Yeah, like, I don't understand it. There's no way she can get around that. You know, she's been trying to wiggle her way out of that, but that was just very disrespectful. I just did not like that.
I concur. I think it has something to do with he had chastised or critiqued a book or said something, gave some comments that she didn't like,
and
apparently she had to get
well.
Some stuff off her chest.
Right, but you can do that without putting your finger in that man's face.
I agree with you, but he was so gentlemanly about it. You know, some people would have took that finger, snatched it off, and threw it on the ground.
Snatched back a nub. He would have snatched back a nub. You better be glad it's not the Coopers getting off of Air Force One. It would have been a problem.
That's exactly why it's the Obamas in the White House and the Coopers.
Speaking of Cooper, we have a guest hanging out with us tonight, Boo Cooper. Go for it.
Hello.
Boo, you online?
Yes, hi.
Hey,
well,
Boo.
Hello, Boo. Welcome to the show.
What's going on?
I didn't know y'all could hear me.
Oh, yes, we can.
We hear you now.
Your mic
well,
is open. The world can hear you.
Yes,
well,
don't be doing
God
anything
to,
strange.
Getting off the Air Force One.
go ahead and introduce yourself to the world.
Hi, everybody. My name is Boo Cooper, and I own and run Baby Girl Productions.
Now,
and
what
is Baby Girl Productions?
Personally.
Yeah, what exactly does Baby Girl Productions do? Again, welcome to the show.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Baby Girl Productions pretty much does everything, photography, graphic design, image manipulation. I write. I've got a few novels that two I completed, one I'm working on now. Do canvas art, freehand art, poetry, just about everything an artist can do, except play an instrument.
What's the name of the novel that was already completed, and how can we actually get it?
Well, the one that's been completed is called Columbia Ave, and it's not available yet. I'm still going through all the legalities of getting it out there, and I'm also trying to follow the e-books. It's something very new to me. I have someone in my ear telling me now that is a new way of writers actually getting their books looked at and making fast money.
Right, right. When can we expect the completed work to be available?
Let's say I'm hoping by the summer it should be available on ebooks. So I'm not sure how long it's going to take to get all the paperwork available, everything going through the right channels to get it out there. But I actually have that in somebody else's hands because I know nothing about ebooks.
Well, while we're waiting on it, just if you can, tell us a little bit about the book and what inspired you to write it, what's behind Columbia Ave?
Well, Columbia Ave is based on a story from two men out of Philadelphia, and they actually sat me down and wanted to tell their story and didn't know how to write it. So I was actually the composer of someone else's work, let's say, and we came up with this novel called Columbia Ave because that's originally where they're both from. Two different lifestyles of a man. One went a positive direction. One is currently incarcerated. And they have a lot of twists and turns on how they ended up in their situations. It's pretty interesting. I don't want to tell you too much right now until I get it where it needs to go because I don't know who's listening, you know, what's going on.
Understood. Understood. You're in tune to the Friday Night Cypher. Special guest tonight, Boo Cooper of Baby Girl Productions. We'll be right back, talk more with her. We'll get into this new song right here. You heard it first right here. Remember that right here on Tia Hammer Radio Live. We'll be right back. Boo Cooper, our special guest tonight inside the Friday Night Cypher.
Spur, girls on me, them boys what it is, I'm what it's gonna be, you staring at the future, ESP, the space star's deep, so the tag gonna be high, bottles on deck, make your baby say ah, standing on your couches, screaming we up in this, go for the night, it's, I ain't trying to remember, stumbling my sentences, telling chicks they haven't seen, from the look I estimate, I'm indefinite, my let's make the best of it, bring your friend too, and y'all can share this deep. Cause that's what friends do. Alcohol sparkles all the time. You ain't shining in the club cause your table next to mine. And it's the type of attitude that get them all the time. Cause they all love a young getting this shine.
Yeah, I can make you.
I can make you fall in love with me tonight.
I can make you
I can't tell with all of these girlies on me. I'm so turned up, shirt off, showing off tattoos. Every single last one they want to read. Bring her, that's my call.
Popping bottles in the club,
that's my call.
Making models fall in love,
that's my call. And the party don't stop. I spend this money, grab some deuces, and I'm out. Cause take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me. We don't do the ball, VIP escort. We don't hear y'all. Say it with your chest more. Supposed to be hard. What you need a vest for? Get his head, tear your motherfucking chest off. Why every hating ass always gotta make it something? And this shit be over nothing. Swear you motherfucking something. So I come with the assumption. Reason you huffing and puffing. Cause the chick that you be loving be on my dick and she cuffing. She should give me $20. Give me $20. Can't see I'm the truth or just your motherfucking eyelids. Excuse me, little nigga, but this section here private. Now take your fly ass out my muff cockpit. Only room for space stars and couple bad. And we ain't got no time for a bunch of man. Man, just give up your females. Save me all the details. You ain't trying to lose, nigga. You ain't
yeah,
acting like
she feel. I can make you fall in love.
I can't tell with all of these girlies on me. I'm so turned up, shirt off, showing off tattoos. Every single last one they want to read. Bring her, that's my call.
Popping bottles in the club,
that's my call.
Making models fall in love,
that's my call. And the party don't stop. I spend this money, grab some juices, and I'm out. Cause take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me.
Party fame.
the fame way. Come right to them over there hating. They mad cause one coin leads to one coin, and then that coin leads to another coin. Next thing you know, we all coin in this. Face off.
TM Hyman Radio Live, that was Fame Coy. He was doing his thing, got a video on BET 106 in Park. So shout out to Fame for stopping by last week and rocking with us. Remember, you heard it here first. He's got another hot song called Psycho that we've been playing here for the past week or so. So I'll keep it tight. Yeah, we'll probably have him on again in a few weeks. Pretty hot. But for tonight, our guest is Boo Cooper, who of Baby Girl Productions, born and raised in Delaware, Wilmington, Delaware. Some like to call it Hellaware. Boo.
Yes.
Boo, tell us about the inspiration behind some of your poems and spoken word. You do have a book out, the Poetic Scribes from Hellaware City. It's called Versatile. It was put out a few years back. What was your inspiration for putting that out when you did?
The poetry itself came from real life scenarios, things that I have been through or witnessed at some point in my life. Also, sorry, I was distracted. I apologize. Anyway, people close to me inspired me to write it on one hand, and then on another hand, I just felt that it was a God-given talent. It came to me so fluently. I didn't have to put much effort into it, so I just ran with what he gave me, the words God was blessing me with, and put them into a book and wanted to see if it would sell or not.
Okay. Okay, and that it did. It did sell. If people want to get in touch with you to find out how to get a copy of that book, are you on Facebook or Twitter? How can they get in touch with you?
Yes, I am on Facebook, and I'm at my email is priceless, priceslessdiemen at AOL.com. On Facebook, I'm under Boo Cooper, and you'll see like a picture of a bowl of cereal.
And what does the bowl of cereal represent? That's what I want to know.
I don't want to get into that over some radio.
Oh, okay. Well, do you want to get into one of your poems now?
What kind of cereal? What kind of cereal?
Oh, yeah. Hold on, boo. We want to know about the bowl of cereal.
Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch. Oh, okay.
We'll take that.
It's the berry kind.
We'll take that.
The berry kind. Hold on. I might know about the Captain Crunch, the berry kind. I ain't gonna we don't want to get on that on the show. Yeah, you're right.
No, man, you can't get on that on the show. Though, man, moms might be listening.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I know it's Friday night cypher, but I'm saying, though.
Oh, my
now, Boo, do you have one of your pieces that you can share with the world?
Yes, ma'am, I sure do. I have If the Streets Could Talk.
Oh, that's one of my favorites. Okay, if you're ready to get into
it. Well, drop it.
Yeah. Sure. Go ahead.
Get the one I listen.
Okay, If the Streets Could Talk. For some damn reason, I'm in thought daily, prayer more than rarely, wishing the streets could forewarn me, especially the children, with my ear to the streets, concentrating on the concrete, listening as the pavement speaks. You thought you've seen it all? Compare yourself to me. I've swallowed many, providing heat when necessary. Miles long, decades deep, I've scraped some of the smallest scabs, opening wounds to the white meat, listening while local snitches blab on and on about beef, human mistakes, mangled bodies, accident scenes, helplessly watching as you walk over me, fighting over city blocks, becoming state property, and institutionalized mental, peeping some of the shit you stay into. Recycled generations, imagine being me. No, I can't see through you, but I damn sure can feel you, see. Back then, I never thought that it would have been you, walking from school, seeing you now, pumping crack vials, moving up, recruiting new faces. The neighborhood is changing, more police chases. making big moves, counting up money with big faces. Nowadays, you throw your trash on me, spitting freely, using me for sleep, being manipulated into changing directions, only benefiting the rich and the greed. What part of the game is that? Come around the way, fix these manholes and cracks, bringing life into the hood, all the respect that's deserved. One view should be worldwide. Yeah, if I could speak, I probably wouldn't. It's tradition, the code of silence is known as snitching. Did you say something? And justice was it? Listen, if I could speak, I probably wouldn't. Easing in too late during one of those times when minding your business is irrelevant. Was you paying attention? The street was talking, had me all mesmerized and thought walking. If the streets could talk, I'd mute myself with no reason to speak at all. Damn, I wish the streets could forewarn.
If the streets were talking, wow. Nice piece.
If you guys are as slow as I am, I had to read it a couple times to realize that that was the street talking.
You know what? That's why we know about the bowl of cereal and you don't. It's okay, though.
All right.
Tonight, everybody, we're hanging out with our special guest, Boo Cooper, inside the Cypher. We'll be right back. We'll hear another piece from her here shortly. But first, let's get into this right here. Again, you are in tuned to TMI Radio Live. We'll be right back.
Now turn the lights out. Close.
Baby, stick it, baby.
TM Hammond Laugh Talk Radio Show. That was She's Bad. And we have our special guest on tonight, Boo Cooper, on the Friday Night Cypher guest spotlight. We just heard a nice piece. This piece is talking, and it's a shame that Toya didn't get it. And took, well, it took her a minute to get it, but I'm glad she got
it. Now. Hold on.
I came back and retracted. I'm sorry. I'm glad she got it now. But real quick, before we go, I just want to give a big shout-out to everyone who's practicing here at the Martial Arts 24th Annual Winter Camp down here in Kill Devil Hills, North Carolina. We are here for Spirit Winter Conference. And I just want to give a big shout-out to everybody because they have some rigorous, intense karate training that they're going through, and they just need, you know, a lot of big ups and everything. So I just want to give them a shout-out tonight on the Friday Night Cypher. And hopefully Boo got another piece that she's going to drop on us before we get out of here tonight. I can't wait to hear some more.
Hey, that's what's good. That's what's good. Big up to all the kids out there doing the karate. And big up to a couple of my LinkedIn friends. Big up to Miss Missy E out there at Love 103.7. I think that's out there in, where is that? I think that's Fayetteville, North Carolina. Big up to Christopher Ellis, cinematographer out there in Tennessee, and Jason Evans. He's a content contributor for Global Grind, hanging out with Russell Simmons. So big up to all my LinkedIn friends. And if you want to get LinkedIn, hit me up, TM Hyman at LinkedIn. And Boo, you LinkedIn, Boo?
Not yet. I was looking it up last night. I'm thinking about it.
Well, get LinkedIn. Let's get connected. Okay. Stay connected. Let's get into another one of your pieces. Miss Boo Cooper hanging out, poet. Entrepreneur and all that. Again, Boo, tell us what Baby Girl Productions do overall.
Overall, we're just a art affiliated company that tries to put out everything in house. That's all it is.
But there, you said that's all it is, but that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yes, that is a lot. That's why we do the graphics. We bring our own photography. We got our cameras. We do the image manipulation. We're you know, Photoshop and everything. I got my son. He's doing videos. We got a lot of things going on over here. And in the near future, we're going to just keep pushing to be big. That's all we need to do is be big. We want to be affordable for everyone.
That's what's good. Big but economical.
Exactly.
Baby Girl Productions. Let's get into another piece from you.
Okay, this one right here is Poetic Paradise. Miles away from home, where the temperature is just right, under tropical trees, with my mind at ease, finally I breathe. With the hood miles away, it's definitely no stress today, no constant phone calls, not even a single page. Watching the ocean's purpose, taking in the air and its difference, dreading the fact that the slums really exist, in a place all alone with actual sand between my toes, an escape unexplainable with no memories of how I came to be, and an exotic escapade, a temporary relief from the streets. As I awake from this dream that felt so real, gun blasts and police sirens is all I hear, only bringing me back to the reality and the life I live, a poetic paradise, my alternative in life. Thank you.
Thank you. And again, that was Poetic Paradise. If you're just tuning in, we have Boo of Baby Girl Productions out of Wilmington, Delaware online. You're going to have to check the podcast so that you can listen to these two pieces that she dropped for us. Again, that was just Poetic Paradise. And a little earlier, she dropped us The Streets Could Talk.
So can we ask, so are those pieces in the book, one of your books?
Those two are in Volume 1, Versatile. This poetry comes from a volume of 6 pieces that was all collaborated on different moments in my life, during my life. Versatile is the first volume. The Darkness is the second volume. We have 4 more volumes following that. I don't want to put all the titles out until they're, you know, actually running around on the streets.
Understood. Well, nice work, and thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
And again, if you guys want to, yeah, if you want to hit Boo up, you can find her on Facebook, Boo Cooper. She got the Captain Crunch cereal bowl. You're not gonna find a picture of her.
Thank you very much.
For all those Captain Crunch, the berry flavor comment.
You can also hit her by email, pricelessdiamond@aol.com. Diamond is spelled D-I-E-M-E-N, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct, Boo?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. So if you'd like to hang out with us for the rest of the show, we're just going to recap the week. But, again, if you guys want to contact her, you have her Facebook and email, or you can give us a call at TM Hyman Radio Live, and we can get your info and get it to her.
Okay. Before Boo goes, I got a question, Boo. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Before you go, I just do this for me because we are an empowerment talk radio show, and I just want to let the world know, basically, one, you know, through all your trials and tribulations, through life experiences, just drop some encouraging thoughts for all those people who want to but not sure how to, you know, to be an artist, to be a poet, to be a graphic designer, to start their own company, to be an author. Just give something inspiring, you know, that you went through, that you can, you know, drop some jewels on us so that we can, you know, take that information or take that inspiring word and get motivated to, you know, do more. What you have to say to the people?
For that, I can only say this. Time waits for no man. Self-motivation that gets you far. A dream will never be reality until you start walking those steps to make that dream, you know, something sitting right in front of you. With poetry, I decided that every day I was going to produce at least 3 or 4 pieces, which over a year's time put me where I needed to be. And just that type of motivation, I didn't see it right then and there. I didn't see it in the first month. I didn't even see it in the second month. But when that year was over and it passed, 365 days of constantly writing 3-4 pieces a day, it put me exactly where I needed to be. And now I don't have to write as much. I could just, you know, get out there and start networking. And that's very important when you want to produce a lot of work. So with writers, artists, anybody, it's self-motivation at this point. It's what you want and where you want to be. That's the only thing I can really say.
And never giving up on that. Absolutely.
No, not at all. And everybody that says you can't, that's the more reason why you should.
Yeah, I told you that's what's good. It's 8:38 in New Orleans. It's 9:38 in New York City. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. We'll be back.
I make that rolling music. I'm on that rolling music. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling music.
I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. I'm rolling. I'm roll, yeah. Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Yeah, I'm roll. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Yeah, I'm roll. I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumble to the fridge and pull me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets, this bitch must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this shit got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on this leather cup, this shit hit profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I pop this bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was this bitch named Shaq. 5'4 slanted eyes and we both get hot. A real pill popping animal, a pill popping bitch. And she don't mind going down, she could suck a good dick. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be on that shit. I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling. Now, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling.
Hyman Radio Live, and that was I'm Rolling, the unedited version from our favorite OD. Thank God
unedited.
It is Friday because, okay, I'm going to have to get over the producers on that one because.
You got to find the censored version.
Yeah.
Where did I do that anyway? Where is OD? Is he somewhere in the woods again?
He
Has anyone
be.
Heard from him?
I don't he working hard. Remember, he got a job last time we talked to him. He must be on his grind. Because he's rolling and cussing, too, in the blue blazer. Terrence, have you heard from OD?
I would take that as a no. I
don't take that as a no. I don't think Terrence has heard from OD, because I know I haven't heard a word from him. But you know what? We do miss you, OD. If you're out there in the world listening, we do miss you. Give us a call, 917-889-3926. Send us some new music. TM Hyman Radio Live at TM Hyman Radio.
gmail.com.
Thank you. but yeah, we do miss you. OD, what in the blue blazes? And next time we're just going to kind of edit that so that we don't shock the world with such graphic language.
I heard from OD. I've not heard from him. Last I heard, National Guards on top of a job, on top of a baby that was on the way.
What?
That sounds like drama plus drama plus drama. I'm a big up to OD. I'm rolling.
Let me ask y'all, did y'all see the State of the Union address? Wasn't that on Wednesday or was that on Thursday?
I did not catch that.
Tori, did you catch the State of the Union? Or were you sleeping?
She's sleeping now.
But you know what? I just want to say I did have an opportunity to catch. I probably maybe like 30 minutes of the State of the Union. But what I wanted to say was I was reading about I can't remember. Ooh, the football player just slipped my mind. The football player's name. Who was okay? I won't even talk about it until I remember the football player's name who made a remark about the Speaker of the House and how he didn't look real happy about what Obama was saying. But back to the State of the Union, I thought Obama had a lot to say. Good, of course, because I am a Democrat, you know, but at the same time, I just want to say I think his point was driven home very well in his teamwork, people. I don't care if you're Republican, Independent, Democrat, first and foremost, rock the vote. It's a very important year. But secondly, it really does. It doesn't matter. teamwork makes things happen. You're not going to agree with everything, but you're not going to be able to have your way at everything either. We're going to have to find a middle ground and compromise. And if you just remember, people, it did not take 4 years for Bush to get us into this mess. So why in the blue blazes would it take 4 years for Obama to get us out? You can't make this miraculous.
He can't get us out by himself. It's not a one-man job.
Thank you. It is a team effort. And if you got people kicking and screaming like little babies, y'all grown people in the Congress, we're never going to get anywhere. And the people who do not have a lot, the middle class, are going to continue to suffer. I understand. Go ahead.
I seen something recently where it looked like over the last four presidents, or look back at the last four presidents and who actually increased taxes, who had the most debt overall. And actually it was Ronald Reagan, followed by George W. Bush Sr., actually George W. Bush Jr., followed by Sr., followed by someone else, followed by Obama. So he actually, you know, is at the bottom of the pile when it comes to, you know, who's really spent the most in the least amount of time and with taxes. But he seems to be the one that's getting the most scrutiny. We've totally forgotten about George W. Bush Jr., the one who really got us into this mess. It seems like somehow he miraculously fallen off the scenes and fallen off the lips of people's mouths. I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Not Obama.
People forget that a lot of the debt and problems were inherited. It's not like something, you know, was just happened during this four year term that we're in right now. All of this stuff, when he came into office, it was already in place. You know, he had to play cleanup man, and he's still playing cleanup man.
We've somehow gotten confused, or we don't remember, you know, that this did not just happen in 2008 when Obama took over. Again, Toya just said it. This was
inherited. 8 years in the making, yeah?
Absolutely.
Conspiracy.
So I digress.
It's okay. I call it a conspiracy. I said that when we talked about it, I think last year or whenever we decided, we talked about it. To me, it's a conspiracy. They needed to bring somebody in because they knew goodness well that the prior Bush messed it up. They needed to blame it on somebody why it couldn't be fixed overnight, and then it's falling all on his shoulders, and they want to say his ratings are going down. He isn't doing anything. I mean, what in the world? Just like they say, you didn't put that weight on overnight, and you're not going to get it off tomorrow. The debt didn't come overnight, and we're not going to fix it. The jobs are not going to miraculously come. What are people thinking? You know what I mean? These people who are voting and saying that Obama's not on top of his job and he has a bad rating in the public view. I mean, who are these people? And what are you doing? What in the blue blazes are you doing? He's doing the best he can with what he has been given. And I think he just need to be commended on that and that alone. And, hey, I got a question. Did y'all see the commercial that Michelle Obama has out about with the kids playing basketball for the Healthy Kids program that she's advocating? Have y'all seen that commercial?
The one on Disney Channel?
Did not see the commercial, but she was here in Tampa yesterday talking about. And so big up to the First Lady, give it up to the President, Michelle Obama. No, I'm sorry. Give it up to the First Lady, Michelle Obama, because she looks good. And, again, she did a little grocery store. Her event was inside of a grocery store here in Tampa yesterday, and she's serious about trying to, you know, help America to become fit, physically fit. So big up to her.
Especially the kids. Yes, big up, Michelle. You know what? I am so mad. I want to tell you the story about the football player who called out the Speaker of the House, but I cannot remember his name to save my life. And I don't want to bring you.
Let's hold that for a minute.
Yes.
Yes. We'll come back and we'll talk to Boo a little bit more, get her perspective, because Dee Dee is going to go on a rampage tonight. We'll be right back.
We'll talk all night about it.
Here on Radio Live. We'll be right back with Boo Cooper.
I'm in my zone. I'm in my zone. Lights out,
lights out.
I'm all alive,
all alive.
I'm in my zone. I'm in my zone. Lights out,
lights
out. Microphone on. I'm in my zone. I'm in my zone. Lights out, I'm all alone. I'm in my zone. I'm in my zone. Lights out,
light
the microphone on.
Yeah, I'm something like an artist. My lyrics are called Picasso. My beats are like symphonies that I conduct the orchestra. You know I'ma go get it like I wanna. And if you got an issue, then I don't really need ya.
I got goons on lock, just run to the safe. I got places overseas if I need to escape. I got a taste for success in my mouth when I eat. I'm in my zone, in flight, taking off on my plane.
Yeah,
I may not see you now, but I'm precise to my aim. I never cross the line until you lie inside, you don't pay. And if it's those feelings, then you can throw them away and visualize everybody out of my face. I'm in my zone. I'm in my zone. Lights out,
lights out.
I'm all alone,
all alone.
I'm in my zone. I'm in my zone. Lights out,
light
the microphone on. I'm in my zone. I'm in my zone. Lights out,
lights.
I'm all alone. I'm in my zone. I'm in my zone. Lights out. The microphone on. Yeah.
Awesome.
I really want a brother to get calm.
All right, homeboy.
Get to the parking lot and park your car. You better call them people. Cause boy, these hands that have you flipping like Knievel.
Uh-huh.
Most killers ain't killers. They just only divas. They just drunk, man, and high off that reef. That's why I keep that brother's keeper and them hollow meat seekers.
I'm the truth, not a bitcher. I ain't no chick, I'll come and meet. Call me the professor, I'm the teacher. You just Georgia, I am me. Cause I am real, that's why I'm featured. Call me Jaw, cause I will eat you.
Do they call me the devil cause I'm evil?
Cause I ain't scared to treat you.
Or a sharecropper grandson trying to serve my people.
I'm in my zone, I'm in my zone. Lights out,
lights out.
I'm all alive.
I'm
in my zone. I'm in my zone. Lights out,
light
the microphone on. I'm in my zone. I'm in my zone. Lights out, I'm all alone. I'm in my zone. I'm in my zone. Lights out, light the microphone on.
Yeah, I'm something like an athlete game. I got plenty. Mad at the coach cause he always wants to play me. Bevel's going in, the championship is in me. Celebrate my independence like aliens trying to get me. I transport up, but my feet are on the ground. Exhaust in my face, gravity is coming down.
You may not know me now, you may not know me then.
Yes, my name is Bezel, and Bezel's who I am.
Well, I move to pursue, stay focused in what I do.
I make my moves by the state, streets and avenues. I'm everywhere in your city, just pick up the tune. Yes, my name is Bezel, and this is what I do.
I'm in my zone, I'm in my zone. Lights out,
lights out.
I'm all alone,
all alone.
I'm in my zone, I'm in my zone. Lights out,
lights
out. Microphone on. I'm in my zone, I'm in my zone. Lights out, I'm all alone. I'm in my zone, I'm in my zone. Lights out, the microphone on. I'm in my zone, I'm in my zone. Lights out,
lights out.
I'm all alone,
all alone.
I'm in my zone, I'm in my zone. Lights out,
light
the microphone on. I'm in my zone, I'm in my zone. Lights out, I'm all alone. I'm in my zone. I'm in my zone, lights out, the microphone on, yeah.
Team Hyman Radio Live, thanks for rocking with us this Friday Night Cypher. Have about 5 minutes left in the show. Before we end, again, we want to thank Boo of Baby Girl Productions out of Wilmington, Delaware, for joining us this evening. We've touched a little bit on Obama, what's going on now 2012, the election. Boo, how do you feel about the state of our country right now and the job that the president is actually doing with all that he's inherited?
That's kind of hard. I don't even do politics, not out in the open. I think the president is doing a wonderful job. I think we should reelect him just because the running candidates, and this is my own personal opinion when I say this, the running candidates are awfully scary. I don't think they're realistic in the least, maybe not just because I'm a Democratic, but if you just listen to them, that's all I have to say on that matter.
So now when you say you don't do politics.
That's enough said, actually. Go ahead, Toya.
Now, will you be rocking the vote this year, Boo? You said you don't do politics, but will you be rocking the vote this year, 2012?
You know,
I'm a little nervous about that delayed response.
More Boo, rock the vote.
Sure.
You know, I'm going to follow up you guys and let you know whether she did or not.
I'm around a few people who are hesitant to rock the vote as well, just not feeling like, you know, it really makes a difference. Actually, the comment I heard was the same as Boo. You know, it's like, hey, it's the lesser of two evils, so, you know, why do we even care? I'll say this, you know, I mean, in the midst of it all, if we sit out, your vote matters. Your one vote could tip the scale. If you think about the last voting process that took place, you know, Mitt Romney only won by like eight votes in a particular area. I mean, every vote counts, and even if it's the lesser of two evils, let's put President Obama back in office.
Give him a chance, people. Give him a chance. I mean, he can do it. All right. 2:21 left in the show. I guess it's time to wrap it on up. And again, thank God it's Friday. We'll bring you on in. We're going to thank Boo with Baby Girl Productions again for joining us. We're greatly appreciative for her knowledge and her dropping some words on us. We appreciate it, and much success to you. We hope everything happens for you in the future with your books and with your company. And God bless you. And I guess Angels and TM, we want to bring it on home.
Absolutely. Good night, everybody.
Yes, be blessed.
And be a blessing, and we'll see you on Monday.
9 o'clock.
With something like a phenomena, headed straight to the top in the elevator, spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Be in the jam to play my own car. They can't understand why the hands is all rock. They used to ride huffies with the pack. Now I ride huffies in the act. That look like Buffy in the back. These rappers will get smacked. I treat them like cussies in the trap. You like what? 300 for the bub. I'm like, what's 300 for the bub? We in the club on E. And mommy wore a tug on me. And she with a girl, so I'm trying to cut on three. And the Sims is Gucci, Air Force is Louis. Stupid jewelry, I'm stuck in my ways. Smoke kush, better have yourself for days. $1,000 outfits, goddamn it, we paid.
What I'm saying, like a phenomena. Headed straight to the top in the elevator.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show. TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show. Real talk, real talk, talk radio show. TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, talk radio show. TM.